Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Jake started to warm up to Nick.
Oh, you're that Nicholas Garraway. Yeah, I read your novel about the gangster. Wasn't as bad a novel as the critics later made it out to be. But it was a very poor novel.
Introducing in this episode,
Irving Kristol, co-founder and counter neoconservative pioneer. Could the liberal director of a leftist intellectual journal have a secret agenda? Senator Joseph McCarthy, junior senator from Wisconsin. He had the commies crying Uncle Sam until he took a shine to the army. Roy M. Cohn, Senator McCarthy's top aide. He found commie filth on every bookshelf and a red in every closet but his own.
Encounter, New York, New York, February 10th, memo from Irving Kristol to Jake Barnes. Thanks for the congratulations, I guess. I'll read the Young Lion's manuscript. Look, don't bother with the Iran thing. I've heard these rumors too. They're bullshit. You can hear a dozen others sitting around the coffee houses and beer halls where the kids hang out. Meanwhile, here's something you may find interesting. This, of course, like so much correspondence and cocktail party conversation these days, relates to the junior senator from Wisconsin. He fills the lineaments of a thug, sometimes to comic effect. This transcript from a recent hearing may amuse you, especially since it relates to your pen pal Carraway. It comes from the testimony of a young lady named Ronnie Gilchrist, who appears to have the demeanor and intellectual capacity of a kindergarten teacher. The underlines and marginal notes, of course, are mine. The committee stenographer has no sense of irony.
Please state your name for the record.
Veronica Edith Gilchrist.
But that's not the name you use, is it?
People call me Ronnie.
People call you?
Everybody does. My parents, my friends. It's a nickname.
Come on now, Miss Gilbert. Isn't it a fact that you hide behind this alias as if you have been deliberately trying to disguise your true identity?
No, I just... Ronnie just seems friendlier.
Friendlier? Are you telling this committee that you desire to be friendly?
Well, yes, of course.
Friendly as in a friendly witness for the committee, or friendly as in comrade?
Huh?
Mr. Chairman, the witness is being unresponsive.
Witness is directed to answer the question.
I don't...
Never mind. I think we can all figure out the answer, Miss Gilbert. Miss so-called Ronnie Gilbert. I hand you this piece of paper and ask you to read the words on it.
I was at Franklin Roosevelt's side just a while before he died. He said one world must come out of World War II. Yankee, Russian, white or tan, Lord, a man is just a man. We're all brothers and we're only passing through. Oh, now I understand.
You understand? You understand this dirty, communistic, unpatriotic piece of red garbage? Well, That's very interesting, Ronnie. Because most Americans, most real Americans, would not understand such a piece of verminous treason.
No, I meant I understand how you got confused. This is a song by the Weavers. Passing Through. The girl in the Weavers is Ronnie Gilbert. I'm Ronnie Gilchrist.
Are you trying to tell this committee that you don't know the words to this song?
Oh, yes. We used to sing it at camp. We never sang that verse, though.
What are some of the verses you did sing at this indoctrination camp?
It was Girl Scout camp.
Mr. Chairman, the witness is being unresponsive.
Witness is directed to answer the question.
What?
I'll repeat the question since you appear to have one of those convenient memory lapses that happens often to communists and to fellow travelers. You tell the committee that you do know the words to this commie filth. Recite them for us. You... you don't have to sing.
It starts, I was with George Washington.
I want it noted on the record that these commies will stop at nothing to infiltrate our great American patriotic heritage. Miss Gilbert.
Gilchrist.
Miss Gilbert, what are the names of your pals in this so-called singing group, the Weavers?
Their names?
See, she doesn't want to give you the names.
Is there some reason why you don't want to tell us their names?
No, of course not. I want to help the committee, but I'm not...
You say you want to help the committee, but you refuse to give us their names.
No, I... Let's see. There's Pete Seeger.
The communist. The well-known communist.
And Lee Hayes.
We know he's a communist.
The well-known communist.
And Ronnie Gilbert. And I can't remember the other.
Come on now, Ronnie.
I...
Come on, you're doing fine. This committee wants to believe you. This committee is here to help you. And all patriotic Americans. We know there are a lot of fellow travelers like you who've seen the light and are now ready to defend America. What about you, Ronnie? Do you want to help defend America?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, what?
I want to help defend America.
Okay, then. You've given us this Seeger. Good. You have given us this Hayes. Good. Why do you continue to refuse to give us the other name?
I can't remember.
We need this one, Chief. No one seems to remember him.
Well, don't worry, sister. We'll get to the bottom of this. I have no more questions of this witness. I think it's pretty clear where she stands.
No, no! I'm a good American. I hate the communists. I know somebody in President Eisenhower's administration.
And who would this be, Miss Gilbert?
Mr. Nicholas Carraway. He's in the State Department.
Who is this guy?
He's not on the list.
So he's in the State Department? Is he on that list?
We made that up, remember? We don't really have a list.
A real Pinko in the State Department? Bring him in.
I'll put him on the list.
Request a subpoena be issued in the name of Mr. Nicholas Carraway.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Tad Richards and Jonathan Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Natasha Warner as Ronnie Gilchrist, Jonathan Richards as Senator Joseph McCarthy, Jack Caffrey as Irving Kristol, and Scott Thomas as Roy Cohn. Tune in next time to hear Alan Dulles say,
Barnes Nibbling. Good work. Good work.